Actually, the CBDB inspired us to build up TBDB. And this database is started from Zhanghua Gazetteer. Okay, this is my outline. And I will introduce more about time biographical database and how we do the textual research. And what is our preliminary result? And today, we also open our database for all of you. Then after my talk, we can still to operate the system. And first of all, this is a database for Taiwanese historical figures. It is based on the concept and the structure of China biographic database. And this is the first biographical database with tools in Taiwan. So we make a lot of effort to set our first step. And the database is with a set of the tools according to the characteristics of modern Taiwanese history and historical figures. One of the major purposes of developing the TBDB is to model the historical experience of Taiwanese history through, I have the problem to pronounce it. Alice, can you help me?
Prosopography.
Yes, it's hard for me to pronounce. And the SNA and the GIS analysis. Since the core participants of the project are also the team member responsible for the biographies of new edition of Zhanghua Gazetteer and have deep understanding on the categories and attributes of the historical figures recorded in the Gazetteer. We decided to begin the TBDB project with historic figures of Zhanghua. I say the CBDB was established by Robert Hardwell. It spent at 20 years. Then after 1995, this project passed to Professor Peter Ball, and also Harvard University, and also Michael Fuller's, and it's already over 40 years. Actually, seven years ago, I attended a workshop about CBDB, but at that time, I never realized I would establish Taiwanese biographical database. I just admire that the study of Chinese history have the database so powerful, so helpful. But in 2014, I started to editor of Zhanghua Gazetteers. We spent 4 years to accomplish that gazetteer. And before publishing, the chief editor asked me to write an introduce about this gazetteer. I think I know every paragraph, every text so well, no problem. But when I write down, I started to count how many figures come from the same family, and how many generations the figures they collect. I got confused. I cannot make sure how many figures, and check the index, check the text over and over again. Then I realized we need a database and an analyze tools. And there is some, although the TBDB was inspired by CBDB, but they have the basic difference between these two databases. And I think everyone knows this very well. So, okay. The difference between CBDB and TBDB is the time span. CBDB is before 20th century. And the TBDB, most of the figure was on the span from 19th to 20th century. And the personage category, CBDB, is government officials. But TBDB, they have various professions. And so far as social status, CBDB, that's almost the figure is government officials, and but with different categories and levels. And the TBDB, there are diverse social status, such as legislators, doctors, capitalists, the artist, the social movement, and so on. And then the ethnic group, CBDB, is primarily Han people. But in TBDB, we have Han, Aborigine, and the foreigners. And the society, there are so many different kind of society in TBDB. And they all have their influence in different fields, such as politics, economical, society, and culture. Also, the figure in TBDB, many of them have overseas experience. For example, schooling, traveling, migration, business activity, and their work. And the document or materials, this is CBDB and this is TBDB. We don't have 墓志铭 letters, but we have diaries and photos, newspapers.
You have letters?
That's just quite few. We have that. That is not the core material. Now, why we started from the Zhanghua Gazetteer? The most important reason is we have the very strict regulation about copyright, and this database is full text. So the four authors, they join our group, they will not have the problem of copyright, and we don't have to do OCR and to recorrect the context. But except that reason, Zhanghua County is also a very important area in Taiwan history. It is Zhanghua County has obtained its important position since Qing Dynasty. It has the first large irrigation system in Taiwan, and that makes the area become the most important agricultural area, especially in rice growing. And this is the first county with population more than 1 million in 17th century. This is Zhanghua County. and the longest river also also pass through the Zhanghua County. That make the irrigation system possible. And we have and this project can use the full text and the photos of biographies without copyright, and help in judging the reliability and the validity of software services. And we have the same writing pattern that can ease the complexity of computerized position. Okay. We set up the same pattern of the context, not for the database, because the four authors, we realize we must have the same writing pattern. That's because there's four volumes of these gazetteers. So we set the first is the year of birth and death. And the first paragraph is about birthplace and style name and parents. Then comes second paragraph, that's about education. And the third and fourth paragraph, that's about his or her career and achievement. Then the last paragraph is about his families. And every context have footnote that indicate the material or the document come from, and the reader can recheck it. We have four volumes, including social, political, cultural, and economic figures. There's only 887 persons, and it's only compared with CBDB, it's just a little amount. And the time span is from 1646 to 2017. Actually, it's the only county gazetteers have such a long time span, because since Yongzheng 年间, 道光年间, that's what the Zhanghua County never published another gazetteers. It's a good a big burden for us, but it's for the database. We have Qing Dynasty, we have Japanese rule period, and post-war until now. So maybe it's the only one gazetteer that were published in 2018 have so longest time span. Okay, now I introduce some special figures in this gazetteer. The first one is Gu Xianrong, and he's the first Taiwanese representative in Upper House of Japan, 日本众议贵族院的代表, and he has exclusive right of salt, camphor, opium, and tobacco. And in 1915, he is as a business counselor of Duan Qirui. In 1933, he helped Jiang Jieshi to suppress the Min Bian. then we ask why he has such power. In Taiwanese, many people thought he's Han Jian because he's the representative to welcome or open the gate of Taipei Fu, that the Japanese army come into Taipei city. But nowadays, it's other material that shows he is only the representative, not he to negotiate with Japan. So that's why he get so many special right. Then the next one is the highest official post-war, that is Xie Dongming. He graduated from Guangdong Zhongshan Daxue. Before 1970, the higher officials in Taiwan must be born in China or have educated in China. We call it Ban San because we call Dalu Tang San. He born in Taiwan but educated or have experience in mainland China. That's we call Taiwan, we call it Ban San. And he's the ninth chairman of Taiwan provincial government, the sixth vice president of the Republic of China. Before Li Denghui, he's the highest official in of Taiwanese. Then another one is the first Olympic athlete in Taiwan history, is a female. She was not only good at a sport, he also graduated from a very good girl high school. And in 1932, he broken the jump record of Japan in the Olympic athlete election. And 2 years later, he got the champion of triple jump competition in Japanese Empire. Then another year, he got the Japanese trainer of 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin. After World War II, he teaching the track and field course in Taiwan. Okay, the next one, also a female. He is the first female communist in Taiwan. In 1928, he and some of his friends established Taiwan Communist Party in Shanghai French Concession. In 1947, he flew to Xiamen. That time was 二二八事件. The event of 228, and never come back to Taiwan. And 1949, he attended the 第一届 中国人民政治协商会议, and as the member of President, 有点像江青这样子. And he's got a commandment by Mao. 那是一个中央人民政府任命通知书 ，and he said the same role with Mao. I introduce these four figures that we know our database. We don't have the personal judgment. We including maybe 汉奸、共产党。The figures come from mainland China, from US or from UK. That's also, we will include it into our database. Next, I will talk about the textual research. Once I asked Professor Peter Ball, is it possible extend the time to 20th century of CBDB? He said, no, it's too complicated. And he don't trust the local gazetteer, because the officials, they have very the records is you can trust it. Then how we to do the textual research? First of all, if he's the officials in Japanese colonial period, we have 总督府 Zhiyuandu system. Is anyone he is the official in the government, then we can check it. You will leak all his career in government. And if the figures is from 1911 until now, we have the 中华民国官员职员资料库. That's somewhat can relieve then show. For example, 蒋中正, then he will mark what time he was in which position, and from what time to what time, and the material is come from what. But how about the noble people? They don't have the record like officials. But fortunately, we have a household register under Japanese rule. Okay. 这个叫做户籍簿. Then we can know the address of that figure. And that's about his marriage. So I tell my grandmother, I know which day you got married. He said, impossible, I already forgotten. I said, you are married. And this is the person's parents and his birth, the date of birth. Uh-huh. And the order in family. 长男次男, we can tell if the 长男, 长女 got the most influence in his family or not. And the next. Okay, we also have the date of birth, a death, and his occupation, yeah. And even his 福建, Guangdong, he's in Abo, he's Long Ya, he's have Chanzhu, and 他得了天花. We have those of records, everybody. And even he got divorced, what day? He divorced with his husband or his wife. And this is the date of marriage, the date of divorce, and also the criminal records, if he had. Mm-hmm. And this is the 户主, relative. Okay. So we check every figures by this register.
What system. Period? What period is this page from? Do you know what date it's from?
What date?
Yeah. What? I can't see what year it is.
Oh, it's keep this record from 1898 to 1945.
Okay. So it's collected by the Japanese.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's, okay. The purpose is to control Taiwan, but for our architecture examination, that's a good material.
I just can't see it. Doesn't it say the Nian at the top left?
That's mark the which day they.
Can anybody read the number? I can't read it. My eyes aren't good enough. Some of Nian.
So
you show me and so be and so some of Nian.
When he have a Fu Qian, how to say Fu Qian? If they already know space, they will attach another paper on it. And which day they have increased the data. Yes.
Right, it's not their date of the household register.
Is the, by the government, right?
It's not the date of the household register. It's the date of the for this document.
Yeah.
Not the household register.
Yeah, I see.
Yes. Because this one have many criminal records, it's not enough space to write it down. So you have a Fu Qian. Which day he put the paper on it? And we say Taiwan is 二等国民. You see the category of society. Taiwanese is the second.
How about third?
And the third because he has criminal hour. Yes.
And Japanese is the first?
Not every Japanese is the first. They have a social class.
Wow. So this your database includes Japanese people as well?
Yes.
Oh.
Including foreigner.
Okay.
If he live in Taiwan, he must be registered.
Anybody in Zhanghua? They're all here.
In Taiwan.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Everybody in Taiwan, including Japanese. Mm-hmm.
So do you put all the people in the document into the...
No, it's everyone.
Everyone.
So we just choose. Check which the figures is not official. Then we can check his data from this registered material. Mm-hmm.
So there... relatives of the household maybe will not be the figures of your database.
Yes, not we pick, and this system already digitalized, so we can just put, for example, Zhang Shubin, then we can, it will show the data of Zhang Shubin, then we check his or her data from this. Registration material.
Did they update the information for about once a year or sometime?
Pardon?
How about the update of this information?
Oh, it is lasting, it's a renewal until now.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I want to check my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I can check this system.
For I mean, the one person have only one view?
No.
Well, they can add more sheets. That's what the stamp is like. More was added to this.
And
how to update the information?
I guess they just added as needed. I
don't know. People make new one.
Per
3 years?
Because, for example, you have a son, then you have to register it.
Yeah.
You have grandson, you have grand daughter. You got married, you got divorced, you must to register.
Yeah, so they not that, they just updated it once some big things happen, not for putting the time once a year or...
No. For example, my birthday is not actually my birthday in my ID.
Mm-hmm.
This is 1 month later,
mm-hmm.
because we believe when the baby, he can, over 1 month, then maybe he can alive. 周月以后才去登记。But in Japanese colonial period, that would be fine. So the date is quite correct. Mm-hmm. That's the way they control Taiwan. 可怕的殖民政府。And the other resource is like 福报from 台湾总督府。And they have, we have 10,000 volume of 总督府公文内传。And 专卖局档案、职员录、newspaper and 人民录、实业封印录、extra, etc. Okay, now comes the system architecture of TBDB. That's we divide it into three layers: data layer.Data processing layer and service layer. And this is the full text of biography. And this is for analyze and some tools and the service layers. Okay. So that's 彰化县志人物志Four volumes, then we do some text mining and social network analyze. Then we'll do some research and searching. And after my talk today, this system is open to you. Okay.So this is our front page. This is the difference between computer science and the humanities. We criticized the front page is too ugly, and he say, 好用就好啊，我们觉得不错啊，好丑。And you can do the basic research.And who, his birthday, his birth and date, and from which town. And also, our team member, one of the team members, he is reluctant. He want to join our team because he know nothing about computer, but I force him should be the member of the TBDB because we don't have to deal with the copyright. But finally, we find he helped us a lot because he know nothing about computer.So he asked the system designer, can we just one touch? Then you draw it. You don't have to use PyArk. I cannot use PyArk. So our system developed a tool, just one touch. He will draw the social network for you. And...Okay, for example, Gu Xianrong, if you put one touch, he will draw the basic relationship. For example, you have 段祺瑞、张之洞、蒋介石 and 华山之际、水野尊的or some foreign the Davidson or Thomason. Okay. That's,
so this is the Gu Xianrong, that guy who was very influential at the beginning with the rights to opium and so on.
Yes. And his son is Gu Zhenfu. Also the representative of Taiwan and yes, also a middleman. Yes. Gu Xianrong, his wife is Yan Fu, the granddaughter of Yan Fu. And in our system, we find that someone was mentioned in another biography. We can draw the kind of social network that can help to identify the relationship between those people. Okay. And we can count the ranking of who was mentioned most in this Zhanghua Gazetteer, but it's not Gu Xianrong, it's a social movement like also the distribution of days. This is 1943, that's World War II, during the World War II, and not the highest is 1959, that's during the White Terror period. And most of the Jingying, many Jingying elites was killed during that period. And we also realize there's a very complicated relation between the poetry society. So we develop a system to analyze it. 我们等一下会操作. And also the social networks. For example, the group, they donate the middle school, the first Taiwanese middle school, that the group, they have the close relationship with the donate of Zhanghua Bank. But those people don't attend much social movement. But actually they are connected by some poetry society. On the table, it seems they only focus on financial activity. Not instead of social movement, but under the table, they still have very close connection by the poetry society. But you see, there's fireworks. They cannot get connect with another person because this database now at this time only in Zhanghua County. If we have the whole Taiwan's figures, they can connect to, so we cut it down. This is the figures within Zhanghua counties, their social network. Okay. And also we use GIS and digital tool to analyze their by birthplace and career place. 这是出生地. This is 四季发生地. Because my friend asked, how many figures in the Zhanghua Xianzhi of my county, Yuanlin? I said 15. I said, impossible, they must be over 40s. Then we realized, many figures, they birth here, then move there to accomplish their careers. So in the index, we also mark the birthplace and career place. And after we set up the database, we can use this to do the to find their special characteristics. For example, this is birthplace, this is career's place, and we can compare the investigation that in 1972 to 1976. That's a big project called Zhuo Da Jihua. This is the distribution of temples and village of late 19th century. We can tell it's the most figures is on this area, because here is the flooding area of Zhoushuixi. It's flooded, it also always caused serious damage. So the village and the population were spread by this area, and it also have the irrigation system. Then we marked down the hospital and the cleanest the place. We find that there are some that is Zhanghua County government, and this is Yuanlin, and we can tell that the clinics and hospital is along the railway or the road system in late 19th century. Then we also compare the political figures, their birthplace and their careers place. Those are in Xianzhi, Xianzhengfu so zai, Zhanghua County. And the culture is not so much difference. That's in Lugang, the second largest city of Taiwan since Qing Dynasty. And so far as economic figures, we saw that it's from here to Yuanlin Township. And okay, so we want to know what is the reason. This is the township with the modern sugar cane factory during Japanese colonial period. So it got many economical figures. But after 1930s, they moved to this township because he have a better transportation system. And it's between plain and mountain area. So the fruits, the agricultural products were sent to this township. And until now, this is the 亿万富翁最多的地方, 那个鼎新家族也住在这里, and including giant Merida, the big factory, they live in Yuanlin镇. I come from this township, but I'm not an engineer. At the past, they said, wow, your hometown have many fruits, you have many rice, but now, wow, you have many millionaire. And so they have come to the conclusion, we learned that the open mind is necessary. Oh, we always fight with each other. We criticize your tour. It's just, it seems so fancy, but without any help to our research. And we realize only when humanists know the purpose of the tools and what problems need to be solved, the database and the digital humanities tools can be extract their large effect. So the prospect of TBDB, we want to improve our quality of tools, expand the content of the database, and apply face recognition technology to old photos. And also in the future, we will provide APA to connect with other platforms and open to everybody. And so we try to improve our tool So, for example, the Poetry Society, major that Zhongxinxi. And, okay. And Poetry Society, the Closeness. Okay. It's under developing. And, okay, and about the face recognition technology. Yesterday in Harvard's library, I saw many old photos. Then, this is the research group at Haren Hospital, but we didn't know who is who. And next one, it's architecture of the library. This one, and it only mark that he sits hit in the center, but. What else? Nobody knows. We just know him. So, we want to. Is it possible to use face recognition on the old photo? For example, the female always has less contact because there are not so many event about the female. For this social, she graduated from Zhanghua Girl High School. He went to Tokyo to get his degree as an open clinic. His husband, also a doctor, and his son, and he's also the first yanke. How to say yanke?
Optometrist or something? Optician? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Eye doctor.
And that is the only one photo that provided by his son. But we got other photo from some resources. That is she and the group got schooling in Japan. And this is the Christmas party in Zhanghua YMCA. And the third one, this is the first founding of Doctor Association. Okay. But in his text, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 7 people, the biography mentioned. And if we use Lin You Zhuan, that is very limited. But when we saw the pictures, we know they have some social network. That this is a social network. And the specialists of face recognition, they told me. They asked me, do you know what is face recognition? I say, I didn't know the technique. They say, you need a lot of good quality photos and in his every age. I say, wow, it seems quite difficult. But, and they have many projects with high foundation. This is no, cannot attraction. They, 没办法叫他们来参与我们这个经费很有限的. Then I use Google face recognition. I find her.
Hmm.
Then, and another one.
So you found that one with Google?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
That's in different age.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. They can, and without, I just try,
mm-hmm.
without any special technique or face recognition background. So that's why those people take photo together. Why she always in the first row? Mm-hmm. This is second. This is the first row. And when, with who? I think that's maybe it's another possibility for social network analyze. So, okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
So, do you want to try the, okay, if you have a computer, you can get in.
Is this usually open or just
yes,
today?
Yes, just
open?
Today, yes.
Only today?
Because the gazetteer not published yet.
Yeah.
We promise not until they published the paper edition, then we open it. They say there will be nobody to read the paper edition. They just use your data.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
They want to publish
yes.
the 4-volume books. And
yeah.
sell the books.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Okay, if you have computer, you can.
So it's open just for today?
Yes, for you. You can try.
So try now, because tomorrow you're
yes.
out of luck.
We must keep our promise, but it will going to be published about November, because there comes election. There will be cultural achievement of the county mayor.
So Lei Bia, okay, Xingmi, okay.
So at the present, the TV, DB only have the data in the Zhanghua county.
So they say that's a CBDB.
Okay.
But next year we'll expand 4 counties.
Oh, 4.
Mm-hmm.
And step by step. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the materials and the documents you will use the same way to develop the system.
Yes, we will try to.
Now I'm wondering. Now how many counties have you? How many materials of counties have you used? And altogether, how many people do you have in this database?
How many people?
Yes.
887, was it?
It's 884.
Yes.
It's
Zhanghua
County. Then.
Only Zhanghua County.
So what about the other counties?
I think there will be 20 times at least.
20 times?
Yes.
From how many counties?
23. Yes.
So I have no idea how many countries are together in Taiwan.
It
changes over time.
Not all the time. We used claim that we including all China. So we are 36 nations. But we realize we'll focus on Taiwan and Jimenmazu. Okay, you can.
But it's about 20. The number is about 20. But then there's
so
municipal.
Almost all the counties have the figure in the database.
I don't know about the materials.
What happened to?
Knowing the Japanese government, they all have their own documents.
Maybe that's one. So that's this. Some work.
Huh?
Yeah. So we should have the screen.
Do you go to the front page?
Yeah, I already looked up Lin Yue
Yun.
And I think, actually I have a question, but I'm going to try to fix this first.
I have a question. You can from the manager
log in. Is now selected.
The 账号 is user.
Okay.
你看资料库查询。
Okay.
那类别就是文化、政治、经济。对。那你们姓名可以打辜显荣哦，林月云哦，谢雪红。Because maybe you don't so familiar with Taiwan's figures.
We get Song Mei.
Not yet. She is not living in Zhanghua County.
Can you crop your screen one more time? I don't know. It's got this.
Yes.
Do you have
the rest?
Yes. Do you have
the screen? Or connect to your
CBD.
Okay, you do the request of somebody.
Let's see if this.
Okay.
I have a question actually.
Yes.
So how many women are in the database out of the total? Is it?
Yes, that's a question. In the past, only Zheng Jielue Ni, who sacrificed for his husband,
yeah.
There will be record on the gazetteer.
Oh.
But now in this database, we have
more.
Female doctor, social movement, artist.
Do you know the percentage? Is it?
It's just, but it's quite low. About only 3%.
3%. Okay, that's very low.
This data about Zhanghua County, based on the Zhanghua 县志.
人物志.
是已出版了啊.
11月份会出版. 现在一出版，我们资料库就可以公开了。
所以就是我们是事先拿到了电子档，然后所以就可以在这边内部做数据分析等等。
你说我们吗？
对，
因为我们四个作者全部，我都请四个作者全部进来。
其实你们是不进行这个人物筛选的，凡是在人物志里的人，全部都录了。
我们已经筛选过了。
那你们的标准，我觉得这个很有意思。
对，所以我们会列出说各项人物的 our standard for。Who was qualified to?
Okay. So what's that? I'm interested in your standard.
政治经济文化的他们的标准都不一样。
Okay.
这个，因为你这个数据库是要一直往下延伸，对不对？理论上来说，你要到最新的，它这样一些，那么怎么样来处理它这个隐私的问题，隐私保护？
Okay,
the same
standard is the figure must pass away.
Right. Okay. Yes, it must pass. But因为你收集的材料会涉及到一些档案性的这个材料，比如说像 CBDB， 它还要做家庭财产啊，如果有的话，它当然它是古代都无所谓了，是吧？反正是一千年前的事情，但是你涉及到这个是30年前的这个事情，
对，因为
可能涉及到我爷爷这一辈的事情，那我可能我就会在乎啊。当你公开这些东西的时候，
我们通常不会写到这个。在以前他们会调查说这个镇上最有钱的是多少，但是那个资料都已经公开了，譬如说是50年前。
啊
或是辜显荣他的身家财产多少，那个都已经是公开了。
所以我们其实也可以就是只提取公开的材料，然后像那种做数据分析的材料就不用公开就好。
其实我们最困难的去看那些户籍资料，
对，
因为那个都是个资，所以我们就说我们只做已经过世的人，然后还要特别公文，一个一个相关
一下，
那个是最花时间的。
就是怎么去查刚才看到那日据时代调查部，
看到不难，是他们给你看， 你要公文，他们考虑啊，是不是可以啊？然后这个乡镇说，哦，可以，那个乡镇说不行。
那他这个信息录入都是手动一个一个录入，还是说用什么批量处理的方式？
哎，你进入林月云，他的资料就会出来。
就录入的时候，
你在录从那个数据从纸本录到电子化的时候，
没办法了，
只能手录。
对对对。
现在项目组一共有多少个人？
啊？
一共有多少个成员？
我们的 team 是不是？
对对，
本来八个，现在只有四个，因为我们的那个已经被砍到了。因为过去台湾花了20年在发展资料库，他们认为说，我们已经发展20年的资料库了，你们怎么还剩经费在发展资料库？所以就砍掉了，经费砍半。
这是整体的，就是
等于对我们这个资料库来讲，因为他看到的是 database。我们没有写 with tools， 我们有写那个啦，但是 database 的名称没有什么什么有工具性啊什么。所以当我想到 CBDB， 原来是那个 hardware， 一个人做20年，接着 Peter Boy 就做了20年。可是你们有北京小组跟你们这么大的团队啊，但我会觉得说，如果我们不做出的成果，不会说服他们再来支持我们的计划。
那您刚刚说，就是像刚刚您给我们看那个总督府的一些材料，是就是他录入的时候是政府部门帮着录，还是我们要去把比如说把纸本调出来，我们自己一个个去录？
不，那个总督府档案已经全部 digitalized。
那我们其实只要把那个就是文本提取出来，然后我们再用某个方法对它进行量化分析，就或者是在提用正则表达式或者怎么把人名提出来，关系提出来。
对，譬如说顾显荣，我就进去台湾总督府的公文类转，他就跑跑跑跑，他的全部出来，然后进入
就是那个
总督府职员录系统进去，他要把资料。
他那个是全文的格式呢，还是图片的格式呢？比如说像旧的档案的这些东西。
图片灯还有摘要。
我要再看你的电脑会不会用，因为我记得我自己也没有可以。是汉字，还没有安装，看看。
那个张老师，那个图片的话，这一次按照你们的计划是要像老照片都要收集的。
哦，我们已经有收集老照片。
那老照片现在还没在这个？
对，因为我们在出版前会全部再检视一下那个 copyright。
哦，那一个老照片的你们收集的原则是什么？
我们没有原则，我就尽量收。那家里都很愿意提供啊，因为这是放到人物志啊。It's the best memory to their ancestor。
就是。
你打那个。
除了就是档案里面的那些旧材料、老照片，就是你们还想收回证据？
没有，我们目前都是自己去，我们的 team member 自己去收。
自己去收。
对，但以后我们想要把它变成一个全民运动。OK。我们只能辨识五个人，我们就把它丢到网上让大家去，然后我们有个小组去鉴定说，他输入的姓名对不对啊，他跟他是什么关系，为什么他知道他是谁。好，那我们现在看哈，譬如说我用姓名，你不知道这个包已经好用。我看哈，是不是还没有登录？我来试一下。这个跟 CBDB 不一样的哈，就是我不敢用顾显荣，因为出来资料太多了，所以要跑好久好久。好，我们可以检视撰文，这是 full text。一开始有他的基本资料，然后我们把注都放上去了，注他就会。你会看到我们所有资料是来自哪里啊？再来呢，譬如这个是另有传，我们本来是为了读者方便查询， 可是发觉说另有传代表某一种人际关系，好，所以我们就可以跳到那一个人的传。再来，好，我们再回到那这里呢，这边就是哎，那有他的另有传的关系是怎么样，他就只要假设我说电脑白痴那个帮忙很大，因为他一直要求设计要用最简单的方式，所以你只要一键下去他就跑出来了。不然我们就还要学那个叫做 PyEx， 还有一种叫做 Gephi
就
画，
这就是用 Gephi 画的，
那他就直接帮你画好了。
这个社会关系网络的这些相关的人物全部都是掌握的。
目前啊，但是有的他是有提到他是台中啊台北都有可能，就是他提到的人。好，所以那再来，譬如说是你也可以用几层啊，但只要一层就很复杂了。我们通常不敢到第二层，因为那再来我们可以他传文里面哈、他写到的哪些人，刚刚的辜显荣的那个就是用这个画出来的。那这里面我们还没有做就是区分亲属跟 social relative relationship 社会关系跟亲属应该用不同的线条，这个我们还没处理啊。再来是，为什么回不去？
就换那个 window 那个 ，yeah， 这个可以关，这个就可以。
再来，大家可以进入到那个。他还有他这个球都有时候都会乱跑，要把它弄大一点，就他跑不见了。那用 GDF 是你觉得我们画的太简单了，你就可以把我们的资料倒出去，你自己用 Gephi 或是 PyEx 自己去画，所以提供你两种选择。那对不会电脑不会这软体的，他觉得我们画出来够了，那你就存在你们自己的资料上面。所以我说他自称电脑白痴那个帮忙我们很大，就是一直要求再来这统计工程。好，就是大家可以看这个施设，光是一个彰化县哈，哇，这个施设的关系，所以这边是人物，我们想要知道这个人参加了哪些施设，这些施设分布在哪些地方？那因为我们是全文，所以有办法做到这样的分析。我们叫这个叫面条图，我们内部
要。所以我要问一下，那个左边是人，中间是那个
施设，
右边是那个地方。
地方
啊，好，
那如果我想要。我不要用人，我把它点，OK， 点掉。我想要看，这个施设怎么那么多人？他有哪些人来参加？然后他们又各来自什么地方？
这个是怎么做的？这个 graph？
这要问系统的，他们光做这个做很久。
觉得好有很有意思。
那我也看到说，哦，鹿港最多，因为它是一个文化的老镇。哇，在光是鹿港参加的施设跟人就这么多，所以它是文化人物出最多的地方。
高雄比较少。
有意思。对对，但是因为我们现在还没有包括，这光是彰化 County 就已经这么复杂了。但是。
你比如说选鹿港这个链接的这些人物，是这些人物，这个人物跟鹿港是什么关系？
好，就是说有哪些的诗社哈在鹿港
哦，这些
办活动，然后那些人有哪些人来参加？
他是只在鹿港办活动，他不一定诗社本身不一定中心在鹿港。
有的诗社本身就在鹿港啊，有的呢是在这边
举办过活动。
对，所以我们有时候会发觉说，哎，那在彰化来彰化的人，他们来自什么地方？好，就是就啊，但是这个没办法算它的接近性、中心度、中心性，所以我们又有那个叫做摩天轮。刚刚有出现那摩天轮，就是在算他们的中心性跟接近性，这个是诗社，这个就比较简单了哈、哦。逐年分布在哪一年，然后年龄分布图，我想要知道1934年这些撰主是几岁，然后是他们大概是几岁。我们还不太知道说，因为我们现在在想一个问题，就是那个人才的断裂，就是日本统治时期跟到 post war 有人才的断裂，所以我们还是保留这个来看，是不是到了1950年代以后，国民党来了以后，那个精英有一些转变，然后我们就保留这样子的。那另有传是看谁在不同的传记谁是被提到最多，结果是这个医生、文学家、新文学之父啊，又是社会运动者的赖和，而不是辜显荣啊。你也可以说我要算那前二十名是哪些，所以我们就可以在为什么他们会被提到那么多，他的社会网络跟他的社会活动应该是比较活跃的。然后令我传的社群关系，就是那我说他们还把这些人来自什么地方都画出来，后来我觉得没有用，因为到了1930年代那个流动已经非常，就是国民旅游已经相当活跃了，所以什么汀州神户啊，还包括澳门啊、南安的、西安的、加拿大、上海、香港，哦，我觉得厉害那么多，不像以前说我到哪里去，去就任，好，去哪里任官，他可能到处玩，环球旅行，所以他们把这些人物经过地方都点出来。但是我们没办法分析，所以我们可能会分析他的就业圈怎么随着日本帝国扩大到满洲，扩大到韩国，他们的就业圈跟经济圈怎么扩大，但是人物去过的地方，哦，真的是太多了，你看这么大块啊，我们就没办法分析。对，还包括多米尼加共和国、千里国、巴西、意大利、好多人都延安啊、哈尔滨、德国、中国、西安，你说哦，这个可是 CBDB 列出来是可以分析的，那我们列出来，我们就按照 CBDB 的想法，哦，这个，所以我们还想想那个空间的分析哈，是不是应该要怎么的那个？对，光是排看这一排啊，夏威夷、洛杉矶、秘书、波士顿、那些人物都已经来过这里了，所以，他们花很多，我们都很多天去 mark 那个地点，但是这个空间的作用还没出来。啊，你看那另有传的哈，都已经，光是从另有传分析已经都这么多了。这原先我没有发觉，是他们设计的观察到，哎，另有算的人把它 link 起来会是什么？我们发觉说，哎，这个其实是可以分析的，嗯。然后再来，我们也可以，譬如说，撰主探勘，我不要这么复杂，我要辜显荣跟辜政府。我就输入两个人，输入三个人、四个人去画出他们的关系，所以我们就是白痴法的，给白痴用的资料库。 就是这个里头他就帮你画好了这样子。
那谢谢，我们应该结束，因为过了时间，但是还有问题要问就随便问了。
好，
赵老师，在没有经费投入的情况之下，准备怎么做下去？
对呀、啊，我其实那时候有点沮丧，但是再回来看 CBDB， 他一个人做20年，那 Peter Bo 就说，我也是自己花钱去做啊，我到处去找人来合作啊。所以我想说，其实另外有4个县，台中、南投跟台北都答应，一开始他们都很保留，等我们把账画给他们看，他说那要多少钱，我们说不用。我说真的吗？我们就申请国科会一个科技部的计划，但是如果我们预定做4个县市的话，我们可能砍半，我们就先做2个。那你们做40年，我们做10年可以吗？就想说，所以我说 inspired by CBDB 不是只有资料库本身，而是做的人那样子愿意无私的奉献下去。
好，谢谢，谢谢大家。